Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, in connection with Israel and what's happening, for the first time, a university in Texas, I believe we have a video of that, the first time Texas A&M is planting a campus in Israel.
Beautiful.
Calling it Peace University. And this is like really awesome thing. I want you to listen to CBN as they report this. But so many wonderful things
CBN
are happening.
News.
CBN News.
Yes.
So many wonderful things are happening in Israel. And if you don't have the right perspective, it's just here, just what's happening in the general news out there, you don't know how blessed this nation actually is. And I want you to listen to this segment from CBN News as they talk about this merger or what's happening.
Texas A&M University wants to open a campus in the northern Israeli city of Nazareth, the boyhood home of Jesus. It is the first time ever a leading American university plans to open a branch in Israel. Dubbed a Peace University, will be located in Israel's largest Arab city, which also has the biggest Arab Christian population.
The state of Israel and the state of Texas share a deep respect for our cultures, and this university will be a permanent reminder of the power of education to change the lives of people forever, in line with the vision of our governor.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the staff will be Jewish and Arab, and the student body will be diverse. Texas A&M says it will raise about $70 million for construction of the new campus.
Give me a T. Give me
an
E. Give me an
Texas.
S. Give me an A. Give me an S. Texas. Woo!
I'm telling you,
that's
Texas.
That's so beautiful, is it not?
Yeah, awesome.
That's beautiful. So Rick, you saw Rick. Rick Perry, the governor, I mean, he is just, he was there in his video, and he's just working so hard at getting, connecting, you know, Texas.
He understands.
He gets it.
Oh, yeah.
He gets it.
Texas gets it.
Yeah.
Texas gets it. Texas gets it. You know, when, reportedly, according to Chuck Pierce, who actually's ministry's hubbed out of Corinth, Texas, there, is Texas is a hub state and will be a hub state for where we're going.
Yeah.
And, stand for the original intent of the nation, and you can't help but know. It's just like, okay, yeah, it makes sense.
It just makes sense.
It makes good sense, and here they are doing what you're supposed to do. You know, I know that the Florida governor, Governor Rick Scott, the very first thing he did was go to Israel and work out some sort of relationship with business and praying at the Western Wall. And listen, you want your leaders to partner with Israel. I believe, this is what I believe, and others have felt the same thing and heard the same thing, some, that, you know, no matter what's going on in the world, God can put a protective hedge around your family, around your city, around your state. I mean, why not believe God that you're going to be a hub family, a hub gathering, a hub community, a hub city, a hub state, hub region, hub nation? Why not believe that? Meaning this, that God stands guard over that.
Yeah.
So whatever happens to the soil in the county next to you doesn't happen to your soil. You think, well, that's just ridiculous. First of all, no, it's not. It's just not. Secondly, go to Haiti and look at the Dominican, look at Haiti. There's a line there between the two.
That's right.
You know, one has made a pact, historical pact. There's a lot of things to that, but understand, no matter what, you answer alone before God. And all the voodoo and all the practices, the government keeps crashing there because of the according to former President Bill Clinton, you know, you have to have NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to be able to accomplish anything there because the government keeps on being corrupt. And but then you go on the same piece of property, the same land, John, the same land. And you're on a boat, and you're just going down this piece of land. You're looking at Haiti. You're looking at no grass on the ground, hardly. You're looking at just parched and just not blessed.
Yeah,
The soil's not blessed. But then the boat goes a little bit further, and you see the Dominica, and you see a Dominican Republic, and it's blessed. It's just fruit,
thriving,
and grass,
fruit,
and flourishing, and all these wonderful things. It's like, that's a great example that your county can be blessed. If you haven't seen the transformational videos done by the Sentinel Group, they have documented evidence of this reality. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.